Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchik. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Soderholm steals second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is called out on strikes. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Woods reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Mason applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and has Fairley trapped. There's the throw to Soderholm, who throws to Bannister, who tags fairly for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchik covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ewing. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. McKay reaches second base with a double. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bowling pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Al Woods now playing left field. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchik covering, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. There goes Zisk. The throw from Ashby to Mason, and Zisk is out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Jim Mason. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 3 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Ault reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Silvio Martinez now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Laron Lagro now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.